The Intersection of Cyber and ITAM podcast series is brought to you by Flexera. In each episode, we will shine a light into how federal leaders can best reduce IT risks and overall costs for enhancing IT and overall mission success. From having the powerful knowledge to best manage all IT assets, to government agency success stories, to ensuring that system integrator partners are best supporting you, we provide you with all of the insights and knowledge needed to smoothly transition across today's cyber and ITAM intersection. Asset and lifecycle management are complex and important initiatives. They are complicated because in order to maintain currency in the technology landscape, federal agencies must keep a pace as products reach end of life or end of support and become obsolete. Ultimately, this gives rise to security vulnerabilities, performance and productivity issues, and it prohibits agencies' development and their ability to support their customer base. In this episode of the Intersection of Cyber and ITAM podcast series, we are speaking with Tom Boudreau, Senior Solutions Engineer at Flexera, about how Flexera helps to manage EOL software by giving agencies easy-to-access IT asset data through clear, concise, and shareable dashboards. He will also discuss how this allows users to make best-case decisions based on highly accurate analysis and reduces regulatory compliance risk associated with IT asset data. And Tom, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Well, let's jump in. Before we talk about how Flexera helps to manage EOL software, tell us about some of the costs associated with running unsupported and unpatched environments.
Yeah, absolutely. What we're really looking to do here is avoid chaos when things kind of fail suddenly. You could have a very important system in your organization that, you know, is dependent on some end of life or end of supported software that when it dies, you have no alternative or no place to turn, right? And so understanding how these things are connected into your organization and what essentially old software you have supporting what key parts of the organization is really important to know.
That's great. Now, obviously, there are security risks that also come with running these unsupported and unpatched environments. Tell us about these risks.
Yeah, when you don't have updates, you're not getting patches, and you're going to have the potential for, you know, hacking and ransomware and things of that nature. I mean, we've seen a lot of examples in the government, such as OMB or the Department of Energy, where they were hacked. There was a theft of PII. Right. And then they had to invest millions of dollars in credit monitoring after the fact, as well as deal with this kind of the cyber forensics cost, the downtime and the bad press. Right. We've seen a lot of trouble in this. So really, that's not even from the failure of just the environment you have to take down. That's just the aftermath of the security problem. Right. So there have been some really well done studies that Verizon does about vulnerabilities and exploits. And these studies have shown over the years, in almost any given year, about 2/3 of the vulnerabilities published that year are against end-of-life software, right? So they're not publishing stuff against the current versions of things. They're publishing stuff in a vast majority, right, 2/3, against really old software. So cutting out that stuff that's a couple years old, right, is the key to kind of preventing what you want there.
Great insights there, and perfect segue into my next question. So before we talk about Flexera's solutions to these challenges, if you don't mind, share with us the top four best practices for managing these challenges.
So it starts with understanding what you have, right? So that's understanding your asset. You want to be able to understand what hardware and software you have out in the environment, and again, how that connects up into what you might call the federal system, you know, that has, you know, an acronym that you all colloquially call it inside your organization, right? We want to understand the role of those things there, right? And we have the ability to help you with that, right? You want to know the end of life dates of those products so that you can see where you have technical debt, which is stuff that's already past its end of life, or where you can start to plan around things that are going to become end of life so that you can remove them ahead of time. And the reason that matters is because you want to be able to upgrade, plan, and budget and deal with that kind of on a forecasting basis, on a rolling basis, so that you're not paying for extended support or being unsupported, right? One of the third things that's a great best practice is kind of collaborate across your enterprise for that strategy, because there's a lot of things that hit multiple groups. So what you want to be able to understand is technology being at the core of almost everything organizations do these days, we want to make sure to see the impacts of end-of-life changes, upgrades, or lack of support for those things. And that, again, rolls up into what parts of the mission or that you're supporting out there with this technology, right? So you want that visibility up and down the line. And then the last one is to kind of make a group effort around this so that your end-of-life and end-of-support planning has IT procurement support and security components so that everyone's involved, because you're all going to get a win from this effort to kind of modernize and upgrade as you need to.
Outstanding. And tell us about how Flexera's data platform can help with this.
The Flexera data platform uses your existing discovery tools, which get you a lot of raw data about the software and hardware that you have running. And we help normalize the information so that it's consistent. We get rid of a lot of the noise. In general, one given machine will send you about 2,000 rows of data, and it's all componentry level stuff. What we want to do is break that down so that we don't get the 8 pieces of SQL Server. We get to just see that SQL Server is on a box, for example, right? So we want to normalize that down so all the names and references to Microsoft are the same, right? And once we do that, that hard work is done so that we can enrich the data with actionable market data about the technology that discovery tools don't have, right? So the SECMs, the BigFix, the Taniums, the ADDMs from BMC, the ServiceNow discoveries, all they do is just find what the manufacturer's left for you to find. What we do is take that data and make it better and actionable by adding end-of-life dates, security vulnerabilities, categories to it. And that way you can start to see for all of your technology or for any given system within your environment, see the age of all the software. See where you have dependencies, where you have systems that are running on older things, and where that is inherently risky to your organization. Or where you can look at categories and see, okay, in the database management category, for example, right, which is a capability that we use for a lot of things, how healthy are we? And I'm using that as a means to kind of, it's an alternative to say, how much end-of-life software do we have, right? We want everything to be, you know, technologically healthy. And so those, having clear visibility and easy reporting into all that is what the data platform offers.
Great. You know, Tom, in many ways, you answered my next question, but I'll ask it anyway. So let's dive in a little bit more about how the solution allows users to really make these best case decisions based on the data, but it also helps to reduce the regulatory compliance risk side of things. So let's just talk a little bit more about those two things.
Yeah, I'll start with the end. So on the regulatory standpoint, when you do data calls around how much of X vendor do we have, or do we have open SSL? Right, these questions were like big and month-long searches for you or your contractors previously. So now these are really easy queries that come right back, and you can answer these things in minutes. Right, this is the ability to actually have meaningful reports that are fully fact-based without guesses that you can use for things like FATARA and megabyte compliance. Right, so those things make it radically improve your ability to respond to all sorts of those data call type situations, and gives you the ability to do those fact-based decisioning for all sorts of upgrade and modernization things. You can see which systems have the oldest infrastructure, which categories of IT do you have the most legacy or historic or end-of-life software in, and work those because you have complete visibility, right? You have rationalization capability where you can see how many products across how many installs do we have in any given category, so that you can rationalize the ones that have the most diversity, right? You don't need 67 versions of Firefox on your network, right? You might want 3, right? So the goal here, because all that complexity that you're simplifying makes it easier for your ITSM folks to be effective. It makes it easier for your IT support organization to deal with, you know, they'll have fewer tickets to deal with. All of that sort of stuff helps even from a desktop perspective as well as a data center kind of enterprise perspective.
That's great. You know, Tom, this has been a wonderful podcast and certainly very enlightening. And before we sign off today, is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
I will add in conclusion that the understanding and having your IT visible to yourself in a full and complete way, where it's all centralized, normalized, consistently represented, is absolutely key for a number of initiatives kind of within an IT or a broader organizational footprint, right? And so in order to be effective at accomplishing your organization's mission, you know, whether that's in civilian or DoD, you need to be able to do something quickly to get that visibility. And that's what we can offer. Since we utilize your existing Discovery Tools footprint, we can very quickly take the data that you already have, make it valuable and actionable so that you can get these insights and be working off a nice sheet of clean, enriched, factual information with which to make IT decisions that are going to, you know, drive the future for your organization.
This concludes this episode of the Intersection of Cyber and ITAM podcast series, where Tom Boudreau, Senior Solutions Engineer at Flexera, discussed how Flexera helps to manage EOL software by giving agencies easy access to IT asset data through clear, concise, and shareable dashboards. He also discussed how this allows users to make best case decisions based on highly accurate analysis and reduces regulatory compliance risk associated with IT asset data. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Intersection of Cyber and ITAM podcast series brought to you by Flexera. To learn more about how Flexera can help your agency to smoothly transition across today's cyber and ITAM intersection in government, please visit flexera.com.